Blog Talk Radio.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'd like to know,
are you ready for start time?
Yeah. Ooh, can you get me some salt and vinegar chips? And some now and laters? Ooh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some butter crunch cookies and Drake cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work? We get nothing for this.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking asshole.
All I do is sit out there and talk about garbage. They just talk, talk, talk.
And then don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to Dalla.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you!
What's up, what's up, what's up? Excuse me, everybody. Kind of rushed on the air. It's been a minute. Welcome. For those of you that are new, I am the PAB, also known as the Po-Ass Boricua. That's my moniker. Pop for short, formerly known as Pablo 77, and whatever other goofy stuff some people know me as. For those that have listened to the show for a minute, heard some alterations to the intro, so I guess this is our unofficial third season, or whatever, or fourth. It depends on when DJ Sid comes back and says what the season is. DJ Sid, my usual co-host, is not with us tonight. I don't have an exact date when he's going to be back with the show. One of the reasons why we ain't been on the air for a minute is he's been busy doing stuff, I've been busy doing stuff. And I just kind of caught a free moment. And granted, the last show we did was up in January, man. So, you know, I figured why not take an opportunity to try to do a show. Sid, unfortunately, is still dealing with stuff on his end. So, you know what, man, we're gonna keep the lights on for him. You know what I'm saying? Also, I do have super uber producer or wannabe producer Deuce up in the place. Even though he's not going to be doing much to helping me today, but it is what it is. Also, today we are going to have a guest, probably at about the 9 o'clock hour. For those that are listening to this via podcast after the fact, after it's live, basically about 30 minutes in, our guest, DJ Max Martinez. Yo, I'm biased, he's fam, but he's also a house music DJ, and he's also a producer. He's been doing his own tracks, I would say, for about the last year now on independent level. So he's going to come through. He's also a very diehard hip-hop head as well. So Lord knows, as opinionated and as much venom as me and Sid throw, I'm pretty sure if he gets comfortable, everything should be the same. He should fit right in with this son of a bitch. So just to let you guys know also, I'm probably going to curse. Now, we used to have a stupid-ass clip that I would play to let everybody know that the show is not for children. But we lost it. We haven't been on since January, like I said. So we used to have a fully loaded soundboard, and I've unfortunately learned that everything got wiped out. Like, yo, our whole joint got Katrina'd up in here, man. So we're starting from scratch. We got most of our stuff back, so we'll see what's up. We'll see how the day goes, or the night, excuse me, day. Right now, as I'm recording this, it's 8:30 in the evening on the East Coast, so it is what it is. But I'll see if I can get in a Bodega News Network report, whatever, the BNN News report. See if I can try to get one in if I get a chance. I definitely got some venom to spit and some explaining to do. Because lately I've been going in on some of the chicas from the ghettos and shit. So I got to get into that también. Plus, yo, your kid's official. I'm a writer. Yes, I'm using the word official. I'm crediting myself with the official tag because I got the paperwork that says I'm official. I got paperwork from the Writers Guild. Y'all can't see me. That's right. I'm doing the hand gesture like John Cena up in this bitch. You can't see me. I'm doing it right to the mic. You can't see that. I'm official. I can say it. You can't say it. I can say it. Damn it. Hell, that's right. I'm official. Give me the bomb drop. Thank you. There we go. The first sound effect that they gave me. Also, if anybody wants to call in or chime in, yes, we do take phone calls. So it's, I believe it's a New York area code, 914-803-4124. So the phone number, again, is 914-803-4124. If you want to know if it spells anything, it doesn't spell jack shit. So it's 914-803-4124. If you call within the first half an hour, you can jump in and whatever I'm spitting, or if you want to drop something to say something, be my guest. And if you call after my man Max is in, you could throw him questions and see how it is, you know, how it is from to be a real DJ. And I will explain the real DJ tag by what I mean when I say that in a minute. It's old stuff we spit out before, but because I know there's new listeners and whatnot, we're going to have to remind people, you know, but that it is what it is. It is definitely what it is. Anyway, as I try to get my composure here, and let me get my radio voice on, that's right. We're going to get our composure and hit you up with some real hip-hop tracks in a second, right up until we get into our guest, Max Martinez, coming in at the 9 o'clock hour, 30-minute marker for the podcasters. We're going to play some new Royce da 5'9". Yes, Royce da 5'9" has out a brand-new mixtape called The Bar Exam 3, the third in the series. This one hosted by, I believe, DJ Hukin. He took Drake's song... the Drake song, the R&B joint that Kanye produced, and he decided to do his own little twist on it. So you know what? If I play any hip hop today, I've got to try to get in this joint. So the song's called "Tired of Y'all" by Royce da 5'9". Had a little fun with it and made a point. So let's get it in. I'll be back.
You just a number, AKA, this fool puts you under, AKA, them fans don't really trust you, AKA, that's what my family is, fuck you. I'm tired of y'all who thuggin', I'm tired of y'all who hard, I'm tired of y'all who thuggin', I'm tired of y'all who hard, I'm tired of y'all who thuggin'. All of y'all too hard. I'm tired of y'all, and all I know is I am gonna tear you apart.
How can hip hop possibly expose me when I'm so real? Niggas can't hold me, nickel's so ill. Miss me with the loud talk, I'm trying to be a player. You Chris Rock talking to Kobe, but I don't play sports. I play a little game called make your face look like the front of Kanye's Porsche. I'm getting better by the second, you can feel it, can't you? And I'm still a gangster. Y'all niggas can play brother till I kill him. You feeling a little Willis, ain't you? What kind of artist a killer that wouldn't kill a paintbrush? Oh, really? You so dope, this foe would turn you to color purple. You niggas are so silly. Nigga, oh, please, listen to me. You tripping if you think I ever diss my nigga Ortiz. This is shady to the death of this. Feeling like the best in this. Paul Rosenberg on the messages. Bad meets evil, now it's definite. I'm the opposite of pessimist. That's my absolute optimistic testament. Quick question, who you know touching? Slaughterhouse outlaws, call us no justice. I just work hard. I don't even know what this is going on. Call it Bark, Van Foe, fuck it. Soon as the deal's done, boy, you know it's a slaughter. You don't know it's for starters. We exploding, thinking you can swim with piranhas. You remind me of Obama. You don't know much about oil and water. Loaded Glock in the Bugatti. Gun rap, big dick bitch, looking like I photoshopped it on my body. Nigga, there's gotta be nobody hot as me. You ain't seen a sticker mail, only way to see a sticker sale. Nigga, you will have to go inside a prodigy. This no, the sick flow, the overhand lights like Klitschko. Nicko, Nicko, Nicko. I'm tired of Yahoo hard. I'm tired of y'all who thuggin'. I'm tired of y'all, and all I know is I am gonna tear you apart.
That's right, I'm back. That was Royster 5'9", tired of y'all, off the bar exam 3. Look, I sound like a real DJ. There ain't too many of those left, man, not in this iPod generation. Mofos is jumping on the radio playing the same old crap. Playing, yo, I'm going to put it like this. I heard Drake, and on the real, like, Drake's all right, but whatchamacallit. I think he's a little bit overrated or overhyped. Let me be correct. He's a little bit overhyped. That's just my opinion. It is what it is. But I also, let me acknowledge our guest just let me know he wasn't feeling the track. That means he's listening. He'll be on in another about 20 minutes. That's fine. You know, again, it's homeboy freestyling over somebody else's beat. So, you know what I mean? It wasn't like an original joint. But, hey, man, it is what it is. At least he ain't rocking skinny jeans. So, what was I going to say? This one, I got to go in on something for a minute, man. Historically, Sid's usually here to put rein me in or make sure he keeps some sensibility. And I know he's here in spirit. See, there he is. Yeah, in spirit. Digital spirit. DJ Sid's up in the spot. Like a minute ago, recently I've been going in on females, man. Now listen, man, we're in a digital age, and I'm a digital dude at this point where I'm cruising on the internet a lot, and I'm checking out a lot of things. And you see how a lot of people put themselves out there. And Lord knows I put myself out there, but I try to be real about it. I keep seeing a lot of females, man, and I mean females my age or around my age, still caught up in a lot of ignorant bullshit. And maybe I'm just becoming a cranky old man. I can admit it. I'm becoming a little bit of a cranky old man. You know what I'm saying? But I got to say, man, they're getting me heated, man. You know what? Let's make this official.
Tell them why you mad, son. Tell them niggas why you mad, son.
Yes, there we go. There's the sound effect. Yeah, man, some of these chicks, man, yo, I just got to put it out there. As a dude, if you're going to, first off the bat, there's a bunch of chicks out there that take nothing but, or attempt to take nothing but sexy-ass pictures, regardless of how they look, regardless of how much gravity is trying to pull their asses down. I hate to break it down to you. No matter how many spankies you put on, no matter how tight you crank the bra or how much push-up or water's in that motherfucker, I don't care how big the heel is to make your legs look sleek. You know, you still got the popping dough fresh shit coming out at your toes and all that. You know, I'm not feeling it because I'm kind of straying from my thought here, is that I see a lot of women through the social networking sites that anybody can see, you know, just putting themselves out there like that. But that's all they do. But then if you were to call them out, or if you were to say, yo, man, why you got, like, if you were to critique them, all of a sudden, yeah, I hate it. You know what? If that's what it got to be, then that's what it's going to be. I'm going to be a motherfucking hater. But the truth of the matter is, if you're going to put yourself out like that, then I'm sorry. You already set yourself up for failure, homie. Most dudes don't mind looking at a chick who has, you know, good self-esteem and got a couple of sexy pictures. But if everything you got, if everything you put out of yourself is that, and you're going to come off like a hoe, you know? It is what it is. Or the other ones that just talk so much shit, man. Or the ones that are still on that bullshit about, like, they ride their men better than the next chick, or girls are jealous because they got the bomb ass and, you know, they got the bomb tetas or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not going in on the 18, 19-year-olds. They're expected to be that ignorant. I'm going in on anybody over, like, the age of 25. Y'all some ignorant, stupid bitches. That is my word, man. Thank you. You know, I'm just saying, man. And I put it out there recently where I said I had the nerve to say, these bitches that talk that nonsense need to get a man in their goddamn life to give them a little bit of direction. Now, it's real easy for everybody to come in on me and be like, well, yo, homeboy's saying that I need a man. I don't need no man to take care of my business. I don't need no man to take care of me. I take care of myself. You know what I'm saying? I take care of my kids. I got my, see, that's my baby. My baby's fed. My baby got all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Right? I don't need no man. Nah, bitch. No, I'm sorry. You're spinning around with your tail between your legs. You don't know if you're coming or going. You want to be a sex pot. You want to be, but you want the props for being adult moms. But you want to be out there, shaking your ass like you're working a pole. Nah, you can't. You got to find a balance, man. And I see too many of these chicks that don't got a balance. All these bitches that were acting ignorant 10 years ago that still haven't outgrown it. I'm sorry. At this point, this is where you need a man in your life, because maybe that motherfucker could put some blinders on your ass and get you focused. And maybe build up your self-esteem, which you, in truth, really need, even though you don't realize it, because your ass is crazy, all right? And this is coming from a dude who, yeah, I can admit I used to get played, I used to get ignored, but you know what? I woke the fuck up, and I got some self-esteem. Time for everybody else to, all right? That is, hit me off with that, man. You know what I'm saying? Got to give them, got to drop a little knowledge, just a little knowledge. But I ain't going to forget the hip-hop. I'm trying to save most of the hip-hop talk for if our guest comes in and everything works out. You know what I mean? But just for fun, I played this a while ago. Switching gears. I played this a while ago. There was a bunch of drink ads. It happened a lot during the 90s. Sprite, Pepsi, Crooked Eye, and St. Ives were big brands that had rappers rapping. You know what I mean? So much that the commercials, like, you know, we as kids of that generation, we remembered, you know, we remember the lyrics to like a 1 minute ad. So with that, I played this before. I'm gonna play it again because it's been a minute. The Sprite commercial with none other than Pete Rock, Large Professor, and Grand Poobah. Chances are, if you're listening and you're into hip hop, you're going to know what the hell I'm talking about.
My turn around. Twisted. To meet the Carmel King of the castle, keeping his tight, CL Smooth, sipping on Spritite. It's the Mechadon, never swerving untitled. Knowing commercial rap needs to be recycled. Collecting cans for Nick's picks, my latest LP. Now obey my thirst, I'm precise.
I got the knack to rock, I'm steady heating up the spot. The chocolate boy wonder making heads bop. Plus I...
This is how we work it. Grab the big Sprite and you know we jerk it right out the fridge. It's just like this with a dead dab dip. Yeah.
I give a pound to my man with my right hand.
Yeah.
Cause I keep the Sprite in the left hand.
Okay.
And then I push the button when I don't wanna hear nothing.
Crystal
I let
Queen.
It go when I wanna hear something.
Yeah.
This is how we flow when we in the studio. Freestyle with Sprite. Yo, how the rest go? First things first, a big yo third Sprite, alright?
See, I brought you back, right? I brought you guys back. I brought you back. Grand Poobah, man. People remember that. You got the Sprite in my right hand. And I can't even keep going. And there were some dope ads, though, during that time. I even got a couple of gems. Let's see. I have played the Snoop Nate Dogg joint. But I found out there was a whole bunch. I mean, I knew about this, but there was a mixtape that dropped with a bunch of, with like pretty much everything they recorded, man, with like every artist. So in case anybody's curious, even Rakim got busy, man. So you know what? For the Rock fans, here's a gem. Here's a gem that a lot of people don't know about. All right? Rakim, bigging up St. Ives, if I'm correct.
Rakim, kick it. St. Ives.
This is target practice. I'll hit the spot, bullseye when the bomb gets hot. Temperature like a meteor, I shoot it like a missile. Mission accomplished, now it's time to wet the whistle. Calm the fire alarm, a red alert. Take a sip real quick and let it work. It's like mixing something ice cold with lava. Not a little, but a lot of, because I'm getting hotter, hotter. I'm a man that's in the street, dead heat. Sitting with sweat till it hits the concrete. Every word will be hot like mercury. Bomb displays the sun rays, every verse will be. Another roast causes sun strokes. When I get too close, I might smoke. Smoke bursts in the flames, and I'm about to get some more St. Ives to put it out. Put it out.
Yep. Rakim, sorry, it took me a second there. I'm still fighting with the board, god damn it. And my man Deuce here in the place, ain't sure as shit ain't doing. You suck, Deuce. straight up, you suck, man. Anyway, man, going back to it, and, you know, like, a lot of West Coast artists got busy on these, but East Coast artists got busy, too, and I got two joints here. One's a Pepsi ad. One's another St. Ives ad. You know what, man? I'm going to play both of them. The hell with it, man. I got time. So, you know what? I played Rakim. I played the Rakim St. Ives joint. I played the Pete Rock, Large Professor, Grand Poobah. And if you're listening to the show and you don't recognize those names, yo, straight up, just go to MTV.com. Don't listen. Don't listen anymore. Yo, Wu-Tang got busy on a joint. Wu-Tang got busy with the crooked letter I.
Oh, yeah, coming through with my shouting crew. 2 cents for a case, give me St. Ives crew. In the midst of broken bodies and crushed up cans, met the cows in the jam, or I'll try it. With St. Ives in my system, crack another, I'm blessed. Let's go get the next one and get over. The object is to stay sober, lay on the sofa. Better yet, down my sofa. I'll be damn stressed out, could never be son. Ricochet jelly, hit the deli for a cold one. Naturally blessed, yes, my rap is like a laser beam. The bullets in the bushes, St. Ives still a canteen.
Crack the bottle of the St. Ives, tip it to those who don't realize the drinking ain't only to be drunk. You can't drive, keep my people still alive. And if the thing don't know you from a can of paint.
It was hot on the spot, so I chanted up the block. I saw Aquaman eyes, I could tell by the top. Off the back, he be built it. Not that Taco built it, ice cold bottle built it. Till my company spilt it.
Bananas, bananas. Yes, the Wu got busy, man. And like I said, I had another joint here. Some of y'all already heard this. This is big up to Mr. C, who originally put this one out there. Biggie did a Pepsi ad that never got released. He did record it. He did cut it. Now, yes, he did a St. Ives joint, too. Don't nobody send me messages saying, oh, he did St. Ives. He did St. Ives. Yo, I know. All right, I'm going to play it in a second. I got a caller who's probably going to either yell at me, put me on blast, or it's going to be somebody I know who's going to surprise the shit out of me. So give me 1 second, caller. I'm getting to you. Let's see what's up. All right, you are on the air, caller. What's going on?
Hi, my name is Diana from Manhattan.
What's up?
What's up? Good, good, good. So the topic is girls that go topless on Facebook, something like that?
No. Not girls that go topless on Facebook and nothing like that. I'm talking about in general, yo, like all these social networking sites. Like, I'll be fair. Like, I was vocalizing something that was more like an inside thing with Facebook, but it's across the board. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's MySpace, it's Facebook, it's all that. Like now we're in a day and age where everybody can really, like, people that are normally shy, I probably should have worded this better, but people that are normally shy and reserved, you know what I'm saying, that can now have an outlet to, like, let people really know about their personalities. You know what I'm saying? Like if they're really cool-ass people and they have a hard time getting that across, that's fine. Now, I'll be fair, there's a lot of dumbass dudes out there. But because I'm a dude, I'm going to go in on the females. I'm not trying to be biased, but that's, you know what I'm saying? I'm just playing it because that's what I know. And me personally, as a guy in his early 30s, and I see females my age or around my age still doing shit that's like, just like, it leaves you wondering, like, yo, like, it just boggles my mind. It kind of gets me heated to see certain females put, like, all their pictures are nothing but them trying to look like they're sexy, looking like they're trying to get the dick, looking like they're trying to push their ass out, that, all that stuff. But you know, as a dude, the second someone were to seriously question them, we're a hater, and that's where I get a little bent.
You know what it is? The girls try to do anything to get attention, and you know, you guys, you like boobs and you like ass, and if you don't show it, you're not going to pay attention to it. So I guess that's what... You know, it's a wrong impression sometimes, but that's what catches the men. You know, that's what men like, right?
No, I hear you. Hey, I openly admit it. I ain't got no – I ain't going to play holier than thou.
You know what
I mean? Like,
you see a girl with some boobs and you'll be like, woo, what's, hello, how you
yeah,
doing?
It's going to be like if someone looking good, someone looking cute, someone looking sexy, of course I'm going to notice them. My issue is if that's all that they put out there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, if they ain't got, like, I put it like this. Like, if a girl, let's say if a girl requests me, right, I accept her. I look through her photos, and every photo is nothing but her posing for, like, 50 to 70 pictures. You know what I mean? And it's all the same bullshit, just different outfits. You know what I mean? It doesn't represent well. At that point, it's overkill.
It's overkill. I understand.
You know what I mean? Like damn, like, girl, you ain't got no family. Damn, you do you got, like, regular clothing? Like, do you own a pair of jeans? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, man.
Yeah.
It ain't the hate. The hate ain't a blanket. I don't, like, I will stand up for real women. Like, I was, you know, like, I was raised by single moms. I will stand up for real women who there's a time and a place for it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I agree. There's a time and a place for everything. But some girls, that's the way they roll. So you see, you like. If you don't see, you just keep on to the next person, next Facebook.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, for me, you know what it is? I'm at that point in my life where I'm getting older, so I'm slowly... Like, I know I'm an immature dude, personally, and I say that, you know, like a wink, you know what I mean? Like, I can clown myself, you know, I act like a big kid, but
right.
On the same note, I'm hitting that point in my life where, like, just certain things, stuff that would have had me, like, bugging the fuck out, like, yo, check that out at 16, 17, now when I'm, like, you know, after, like, 30 years old, you start looking at it kind of differently. And part of me is almost like annoyed that other people of my generation, and like I said, because I'm a dude, I'm going in on the females.
Right.
Like, how come, like, I'm just calling them out, you know what I mean? Like, or almost putting out there, like, yo, look at yourselves, you know what I mean? Just take a moment and look at yourselves. Is this really what you want to be representing? Are you really so caught up in an ignorant state of mind that you think because some dudes in the club that are drunk, that are busted, that are looking just to hit and run, because they're kicking it to you, you are all that in a bag of chips and can't nobody tell you different? You know what I mean? Just because you can booty pop means you better than the next chick. You know, if that's all you got to offer and you're already around the 30-year-old mark, you failed. You failed, man.
That's true. I got to give it to you. I agree with you. That is true. There are some girls that I go to a club and I be looking at them. I'm like, come on, act your age. Like, they're too much. They're, you know, too much, like, you know.
Yeah, there's a time and place. Like, I ain't saying I don't want nobody to dress up like a nun. I'm just saying, though, like, in this day and age, with MySpace and Facebook, where you have a forum, where you have a place where you can, yeah, you could, you know, put out a couple of sexy pictures out there and get the knuckleheaded dudes being like, yo, you're looking kind of fly. Oh, my God. You know, like all that bullshit that dudes run. But you can balance it out and still show people, hey, you know what? I got it. I'm all that. But you know what? That's not just me.
The clothes is one thing. But the most important part is, does she have a brain? Does she have an education? When you talk to this person, who, you know, what is this person about? You know,
that's a big, yep, you're right. Go ahead.
Thing. You know, does she have an education? When you when you strike a conversation, does she act stupid or silly?
How she hold herself. No, I hear what you're saying. And that's exactly my point. Like, and for me, just in my experience, especially as I get older and I realize, like, these other people are getting older around me, like, mm-hmm. it becomes almost that shit or get off the pot mentality. Like, some people have to learn how to kind of change a little bit as they get older, because the shit that you ran when you were in your teen years or even when you were 20 is not going to necessarily keep flying the same way at 30. So it's
right.
Like, you know, like if that's all they're going to put out, then you already know the head's fucked up. You already know it, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you're saying right now is, like, their head game is screwed up if that's all they got to offer, you know what
that's
I mean?
Like, once,
their
once
head's
you,
already screwed up.
You look at them, and once you strike a conversation and you see where they're at, you'll be like, okay, nice meeting you, just keep it walking, because it's not worth a person's time. Same thing.
It's a bad jump off. It's a bad starting point. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And for me personally, as a dude, and I'm not even knocking, like, the women that their job is like strippers or anything like that. I'm knocking, like, regular chicks that's all they're doing. Like, they put themselves out there like that. And for me, as a dude, you know, after a while, it's like, I don't care how immature or how horny I am. At the end of the day, I'm only going to see one type of person, because that's the way you already presented yourself. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. But, you know, also, there's these dudes that, like you said, they just want a one-day hit. They just see those girls, they, you know, the easy girl, easy chick, they like some dudes. That's all they want. And that's, you know, like everybody, you know, whatever you like is your flavor. So we may be here criticizing how they are, but there's these guys that just love it the way they are, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know this dude, but and it's sad because those dudes are the ones that feed their egos, that let them think they're all that, and that's why they never break out of that mentality. That's why the dudes never get – nobody ever goes to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Like, they basically
right.
get stuck on stupid. That's what happens. So you got these knuckleheaded dudes who think just because they got the silk shirt and they had the hookup to get into the club and they could buy a couple of drinks for the night because that was their paycheck, that was their whole paycheck, but they're fronting. Like, they got dough like that. You know,
right.
and they're feeding this girl's ego, and now she think nobody can tell her shit. It's just like, nah, like, I'm the outsider looking in. I'm the dude that's trying to look at everybody like I'm trying to bring everybody up. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to just put it out there like, yo, look, stop and look at yourself. And granted, maybe my words are a little harsh by saying that's the type of scenario where you almost want to say that's when you need a real dude in your life, like speaking on the chicks again, like a real dude in your life. And by that, I mean get a real dude who's going to put it on, a real dude who's gonna really get their back and put them on blast.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? And let them know about themselves. And not every chick needs that. Like I said, I'm talking about these ignorant ones that they claim they don't need a man to get them shit, but yet everything they do is to attract a man. You understand what I'm saying? They're contradicting themselves. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, listen, I'm actually going to have to let you go. I think
okay.
I lost. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. I actually got to get a guest on the air tonight. So, but thank you for listening. You're my first caller in a minute.
You're welcome. I don't know if you know Maritza.
That's my cousin. That's my fam.
Oh, that's my friend. That's one of my best friends from school.
Oh yeah, we're fam. I'm actually, for the record, I didn't want to make it a family. I didn't want to air on anybody just saying, oh, we're family, but like her brother's gonna be on in a minute. So that's actually who I have to get on the air. That's why I gotta let you go, darling. I'm sorry.
All right. You have a good night.
Right.
It was nice to see you.
Hey, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for checking it out, all right? And thank you for chiming in all seriousness, all right?
All right. Have
all
a
right.
good night.
You too. Bye
bye.
Wow, that was fun. We actually had a real caller and a real conversation. So, that's crazy. Wow, I'm so excited. Look at me, I'm getting my gay on. I'm so happy. So, either way, man, let me move forward, man. I know my boy is waiting. You know what I'm going to try to do? I'm going to put on my boy right now, DJ Max Martinez. We're about to get him on the air. He is a house music producer / DJ. He's got his own thing popping. He's very opinionated on hip-hop. Unfortunately, because I've been fighting with the new boards and the new sound effects because we ain't been on the air since January. This may take a minute. Normally, I have holding music while I take care of this stuff, so at least y'all are entertained by something while I get the person on the air. In this case, I'm going to see if I can get a snippet of one of his joints, so you guys have an idea of the type of stuff he's into doing, making right now, the shit that he's kneading and molding and hitting with the cookie cutter. You know what I'm saying? His Yang Can Cook house music, hip hop, tribal shit is popping right now. See, I'm getting my energy, and I didn't even drink no coffee or alcohol. It's crazy. Anyway, let me play this snippet. It's his new joint called African Orchestra. I'm not playing the whole thing. I'm sorry, y'all. He's selling it. I'm giving you a taste. I'm treating this like a drug dealer, all right? And we're going to try to get him on the air, all right? So check out this snippet, and it may loop if I'm having a hard time. So just deal with it. Later. All right, everybody. All right, everybody, we're back. That was, damn it, I forgot the name of it already because I can't remember all this shit. Oh, African Orchestra, if I'm correct, right?
Yes, that's right. You got it right.
All right, yeah. Everybody, let me introduce y'all. This is I can't even say aspiring because you're doing it now. House.
Oh,
my man,
I'm not doing this.
House music, house DJ, real DJ. My man's dealt with vinyl. You still deal with vinyl, if I'm correct.
Sort of. I mean, you know, it's hard to get, but yeah, we use vinyl. We use MP3s. A lot easier to get, obviously, and they're cheaper. But we use vinyl control, so
okay,
basically.
Well, still, man, we rep it real, so you know what? Hit them off. Yes, that's right. Hit the man himself. Nah, but that's fine. Nah, I know what you mean, man. I wish my regular broadcast partner was here, my boy DJ Sid. He deals with MP3.
Toronto or Tractor or something like that, probably.
Like, he has the turntable deal. He has the turntable deal with the two pieces of vinyl. I forgot what the hell the program's called, where it works off the MP3, but you can still manipulate vinyl. You're just using
MP3s. This is exactly what we use. It's two major ones. It's either going to be Serato or Tracker. You know, they're two, you know, pretty much industry standards. You know, I use something like that. I use one called Decadence because I bought some shit that was incompatible with some other shit. And I had to come up with some new shit just to make the shit work.
nice.
So basically, but it's not a bootleg program. You know, it actually worked. It was a whole Windows Vista thing. Nothing worked with Vista, but this thing did when it first came out. So
yeah.
I got it. I'm running with it. And it has vinyl control. They're pretty much all the same. You know, some like, some features, some don't, but it still gives you that vinyl feel so you don't lose it. You know, me, I'm starting to get away from the vinyl feel. Nothing wrong with it. It's just I can do so much more by linking up tracks, you know, setting a certain tempo and just going from there and then mixing them. I can mix them a lot faster and do other things that free them up in my head. So, you know, I know some of the peers may hate that, but every place I go to, every place I see, it's kind of moving that direction. But I still like the vinyl control. So when I go to somebody's show or somebody's house or whatever, if they got vinyl control, I'm not one of them, you know, super snobs and be like, no, I'm not doing it. You know, because I know how to do it. And I'm doing it for like 20 years. So,
well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Square, I'm a soul rocket.
But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, the touch.
You can put the cool Fisher Price turntable or whatever. I'll try and make it happen.
But no, but like, the only reason I even brought it up is because me personally, me and some of the heads that I know up here, some of the DJs I know that I kind of met over the last 10 years, right? Their big gripes, they are like yourself where they got into the game when it was strictly vinyl, all right? So they learned through vinyl, all right? But they're coming across a bunch of DJs that are strictly MP3 and not taking away from like the programs that everybody's using now, but they're almost becoming straight up. They're almost like radio programmers at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're becoming jukeboxes. In other words, they're not manipulating anything. They're not really blending. They're just kind of like playing track after track,
after track. Yes. Right. I mean,
and they call themselves DJs. And I think the thing that irks everybody is that these people refer to themselves as DJs, even though they didn't bother to learn anything, even with new equipment. You understand what I'm saying?
No. I do understand what you're saying. I was at that crossroads like 2 years ago. It's like, damn, I feel like a fake-ass DJ now because, you know, I'm like, I'm going on like MP3s and shit, but, you know, I guess you can't, what's the word I'm looking for? You can't, stay stagnant. You got to move along with the times and technology.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Like moving forward, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, even, like, the people I know, and this is why I wanted to ask you, is, like, what I'm saying is, like, everybody learned with vinyl. And they all moved up. You know what I mean? They all upgraded. You know what I mean? Because it's necessary. You know what I mean? It just makes things more convenient. You know what I mean?
Definitely. I mean, you know that firsthand. I mean, your boy ain't bringing, like, you know, 19 crates of records on his back. You know,
yeah,
grandma opened the third table. He just got, you know, his hard drive, his computer, and, you know, some hard sort of vinyl control, and, you know, he can make it happen. Or it's even good for your show because the caller calls up and is like, yo, let me hear this, you know, yada, yada, yada. And it's like, damn, you know, I left him that poor white prestigious record at home, but you ain't got that no more. Now you bring it right up, you know?
No, I hear you, but, like, no, just the big gripe has been, like, these so-called people that call themselves DJs, and they don't even have skill with new equipment, is what I'm saying. Like, they didn't learn the skills. They didn't learn anything. Basically,
I'm gonna chime in on that when you're done.
But that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Like that's the point I'm trying to make, where I'm trying to give you props, and I'm definitely trying to introduce you to everybody that I know. Like, yo, like this is coming with a dude. This is a dude that's coming with it. That's somebody that paid his dues. Somebody that you can say earned the tag DJ. You know what I'm saying? Like, knows what it's about. Knows what, you know, what's expected of you, other than, you know what, I'm just going to play a song and be ready to push a button, and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, no, I feel you on that.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's a separation.
Yeah, like, I'll give you a crazy point. Like, this Blog Talk Radio, I do not call myself a talk show host. You know what I mean? Like, I don't go around and tell people, yeah, I'm a talk show host. Now, I got a little dinky show, a free internet show, podcast thing that I do on the thing. But there are people out there that do this, and they really go around telling people, oh, yeah, I'm also a talk show host, like if it's part of their resume. You know what I mean? Like, if they're supposed to be patting themselves on the back with credentials because they do 30 minutes or an hour a week, you know what I mean, just rambling.
Well, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of button pushers out there, like we like to call them. But, you know, if you didn't learn, I can't even say you didn't learn from scratch, but it's a hard thing to say. You don't want to. All right, very good. I'm going to try to just make a point with.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Everybody knows the Jersey Shore dude, the Paulie D, and the YouTube video with him scratching and cutting up some Run DMC shit.
Yeah.
The video got so many hits. Okay, I guess he's showing that he got some skills. If you watch the video, technically he does got some skills. And everybody's hating on his stuff. He's a fag. He's a fucking tool, whatever. But what I saw, skills-wise, it was pretty good. But what he was doing was just tricks. He wasn't really playing the record. You know what I'm saying? He's stuttering stuff. He's distracting stuff, making sounds. I mean, if you were at a party, you were trying to dance. You turn around and hit him in the head with a fucking mouth because you're like, yo, let the shit play. You know, like, you can't, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. He turned it into techno at some point. He was going fast, 100 miles an hour, dropping those retarded sound effects, some fucking horns. it was out of control. But as far as what I saw, people say, oh, he can't snake, he can't scratch. Motherfucker was doing the thing. He was scratching, cutting records back and forth, much like a beat juggler. But, you know, he's taking this on the road to a club setting. There's a time and a place for everything.
Yes, very true.
You know, if you, just like that other call, there's a time and a place for that. If you have a club and people get a dance, they're not necessarily wanting to watch you beat juggle and sort of, you know, cut shit and juggle your balls and slap your face at the same time, whatever. That's not what it is, so save that for that show. You know, I want to go, if you like, he would have done that, I would have left. Not because he ain't got the skills to do it, it's just he don't know how to rock a party. See what people are liking and build it up from there. You know, and every now and again, you know, you got to put a piece of shit song on for the club guy, so people can go and buy drinks. That's what it's all about. And they drink back up. You know, but people don't know that, you know, but an underground thing ain't like that. You know, rock a club or party, it's not to go buy drinks. You build them up or see what they want. You keep on doing it.
All right. So, yo. All right, so moving forward, because I did not get a chance to do this. I want to drop the link, even though I put the link everywhere I could. You are representing BSP.org. Do I got that right? Like if people need it, the www at this point in the game. BSP.org. You're running with a crew of DJs, doing your own thing with like tribal and house and like real stuff that... It's kind of crossed, like came back. Nah, not come back. I'm trying to think of the right word. You have to forgive me. Kind of growing from the 90s. You know what I mean? Like the shit that I kind of grew up with. You know what I'm saying? Like the kind of house that if you grew up with it, just a natural progression of it.
Yeah, you got that right. It's bsp.org. You know, you don't need a www. I'm sure the computer.
All right,
you know,
I'm gonna put you on the spot. I'm gonna put you on the spot. This is my official interview deal. And then we'll get into the stupid shit. How did that come about, Max?
Now that you put me on the spot, Mr. Howard Stern of Hip Hop, what I'm going to say is that just came about just by meeting people. I moved, you know, obviously I'm from, like we all from Coney Island, moved out. Had a family out here in Pennsylvania doing that. I just, you know, looking, trying to find people with like-minded interests. I found one person, you know, and he introduced me to this other guy that had a radio show, and then once I met him and I listened to the radio show, you know, I listened to the radio show first, is what I should say, and I was liking it, I was digging it, and I'm like, well, where's this radio show from? Like, this is the shit I want to hear. And he's like, it's like right by your house. I'm like, are you retarded? It's like right around like the block from me. And then, you know, I went to do a show, met up, I did a show, and loved what I played, and, you know, we became good friends after that. It was about a year ago. So, you know, I don't know how, you know, good friends for a year, I guess, you know, if you could say that. Right. You felt like somebody I've known for a long time, just put it that way, you know?
All right,
and he runs the radio show, him and another guy, and they just put me on. They like what I have to offer and felt that I can match some of their skills or, you know, at least as good as they are, you know, in terms of quality, and they just put me on like that. So that's pretty much my base of operations.
But see, now, like, for people that don't know, I mean, I didn't want to air it out, but it got aired out. It got aired out anyway, because I didn't want people thinking, oh, he's being biased, man. He's putting on his own people. But, yeah, with family. So I've grown up watching your skills develop, at least through the teenage years. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know shit about DJing or, like, outside of what I saw on TV and all that shit. You know what I mean? Through media. I didn't know anything about it until I started hanging out with you. You know what I mean? So...
Yeah, but that's how it happens. I mean, that's how I got into it. I saw, I think, my stepfather's nephew. We went to his house. He had some equipment there, and I saw what he was doing, and it was hip-hop, so that's how we all started. That's how I started. And I was just loving what he was doing. I'm like, I want to do that shit, you know? that's where it all started. So, I mean, I would like to have done that stuff, but when I physically saw what he was doing, like I said, that exposed me to it. And just like you, when you see me do it, I mean, you may necessarily not want to do what I'm doing, but you want to have something to do with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, completely. That's why I'm doing this shit.
I love this. I'm missing this. I needed this a long time ago. Like, it says, like, how was current hip-hop? This is off the hook.
Oh, well, for the record, we tell everybody on this, yo, if you feel comfortable, you're more than invited to come on any time, man. You kidding me? On this show, we've had independent wrestlers. We've had aspiring lyricists that to be fair, they're all people that either me or my partner know. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's almost like they came on, then we just kind of be like, yo, man, just let it hang out. You know, if you want to talk about something particular that has nothing to do with what you're doing, that's fine.
Well, I like that. I like that open form.
But for the record, you know, so everybody knows out there, the first and foremost, the show is set around hip-hop. You know what I mean? And granted, like, I kind of promoted this show as having a lot of venom because I'm not going to lie, like, the last month or so, I've had a lot of venom. I've actually, and this is not putting nobody on blast, I've even had my woman tell me I am becoming a cranky old man, and I cannot disagree with her, okay? So that's where I'm like, yo, I'm fine, I got a lot, fine, you know, people want to call me, if people want to tag me a hater, I'll take it, but at least I'm not blindly hating, you know what I mean? Like, there's a rhyme and a reason for everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anybody asks me, okay, how come you don't like this? I'll give you a detailed reason why if you need to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing. I don't carpet bomb motherfuckers just for the sake of it. Okay.
Right. I feel you. That's how I kind of am, too. If you ask me a question, I'm kind of bad in that respect. I'm pretty much going to answer it, you know? What's the phrase I'm looking for? We probably both do the same shit. We pretty much think out loud.
Yes. Yes. Which can probably get us in trouble, but at this point, I think we're too old to give a fuck.
Yeah, I ain't really worried about it.
Man, you're a family guy. I'm a family guy. We both are in long-term relationships. Listen, we ain't getting no other kind of pussy, so it don't matter if we offend any bitches out there. End of story.
But that's a good part of it, you know? Like, you know, somebody can come up and say whatever they want. We're like, whatever, I ain't got to sleep with you at the end of the day. I don't care what you do.
All right, I got to play something. I don't think you're going to be able to hear it, but I started talking about during the pre-show setup, quote unquote, I started talking about certain tracks. And I said that
I'm going to hurt myself over here.
Yo, oh shit. Someone throw
shit. Get up.
I put this on.
Oh, shut up. I want to hear the record. Shut up. I want to hear the record.
Yo, believe me, I gotta big up. I got people, I got listeners out in Montana that are probably dancing right now. They're probably doing the white boy Italian pump fist right now. They're doing it because they're like 32, 33 years old. They came from the Palladium era. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
All right. They came from the Palladium era. They came from the whole, you can't, oh, goddamn, you can't go in the tunnel on a Sunday era.
Yeah, this brings up memories right here. I mean, I still got this on vinyl. I didn't even MP3 this. You know, if I got a rock, and I'm taking the vinyl with me.
No, I got to cut it off because then we're going to get too deep into it. But into the track and forget about what we're talking about. But now you were talking, you started bringing up something about that type of joint and radio. And that's what I had to cut you off. I don't know if you were going to go in on something in the spur of the moment or what.
About radio? I think
you were talking, because I said I had mentioned, and it's probably going to happen again now that I played it, that, you know, I play that joint, and then the last time I played that joint, I got feedback for like a week, you know, not consistent, but I got feedback like every day from like one or two people saying, oh my God, you played that song. Oh man, that was my joint. Holy shit, man. I ain't heard that in a minute. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I think you were talking about how something like it was easier. I think you were saying something that back in the day, it was easier to come across that, like that and hip hop, that and a hip hop track.
I'm sorry, I need to cut you off, but I know what you're saying. I remember. Yeah, you're right. I said back then that was one of those hip hop house type of hybrids, because back when it all started, I mean, I know at least for me, back in the early 90s or late 80s, I started with like a hip hop. I also play house, freestyle, reggae, and that's what you had to do when you had a party. You know, that, I mean, especially in the hood. I mean, that's all, you know, we pretty much listened to.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. But that was one of those songs that you threw that on, all the hip hop heads knew it, and then, you know, the house heads and it, all knew it too, so everybody was dancing to it. It wasn't like, I'm a strict house head, they throw a hip hop song and I'm not feeling it, and I'm going to just go mingle. You know, or vice versa. They throw a hip hop joint on, some old grand Kubai joint or something, and the house heads are like, ah, you know, I'm going to go mingle, go get some drink or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you threw that on, nobody was mingling. Everybody was just on the dance floor. I mean, it was one of those ones that just caught both people. I mean, that's why I remember that song a lot. It caught so many, I don't want to say genders, genres. That's what I should
definitely
say. Between
genre,
house
yeah.
And hip hop. Yeah, not genders, genres. Yeah, between house and hip hop.
Yeah,
stuff.
But that was a good song.
Many a house party, man. Many a house party, that song had to come on, you know? And everybody liked that song. Hip-hop,
it was that and Jungle Brothers. If I recall, it was that joint and Jungle Brothers.
That's the universe. I mean, that even appeals to people that don't even listen to either style of music anymore.
Oh, I got to do something before I forget. I got to put out something for my boy in Montana, because he told me this. He's from New York. He moved out there. I got to let, because I know he's going to probably let people he works with listen to this in case. For the record, for all of y'all, and my man Max here will definitely back this up way more than I can. Techno is not house. House is not techno. There is a difference. My boy told me out there they refer to house music as techno. And when I say that, I'm not talking new stuff. My boy will be playing like old stuff, like classics. I like techno, and he'll look at them like they're stupid.
Right now, if you say that now, you know, when I'm missing the classics, like right now, those lines are blurred between house and techno, because now it's like the techno has slowed down to a point where it's at a house tempo. And the house is sped up a little bit where it's at a technical tempo.
Okay.
And it's basically tech house, you know, which is what I kind of get into, because it kind of bridges the gap between the two. And I can play, you know, deep old school house and build it up to the tech house. And then, you know, there's some techno heads in there. I can put some of that in there, but I'm not into the speedy stuff like I used to be back in 91 and 92. I don't know what I was thinking back then. I wasn't even on drugs, and I don't know what I was thinking. But, you know, I love that music. But, you know, I still love it, but I don't play it. I'll play in that house genre, but in the tech house mostly, because I can go back and forth. But, you know, right now, what your boy said, you know, what the people think to your boy is kind of right. It's almost the same, but there are differences. It's hard, you know, if people don't follow the music, you're not going to know the difference.
Yeah,
I mean,
very true.
How about hip-hop and rap? People still don't know the difference, and they live it, you know, and they live it and love it.
Yeah,
you know, we're talking about people that don't know the music. There's a difference between hip-hop and rap, people. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, no, I figured out the best saying for that. And it's actually a wrestler that told me this, explaining the wrestling, but it works perfectly for hip hop, rap, house, techno. It's like I'm trying to remember the phrase that universally applies. It's like for those for those that don't know nothing about it, no explanation is good enough. And for those that know everything about it, they can't explain enough. I think that was it.
But that's when you're all philosophizing shit. That's even going to be on my head. I got to think about it.
But it's one of those things where it's just like, you know, if you're in it, you know what I mean? Like, there's no explanation needed. You know what I mean?
But if you're not in it,
no explanation. But if you're not in it, no explanation will be good enough because no one's going to really understand it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which is good. You know, but meanwhile, the same as, you know, hip-hop is a lifestyle. You know, rap is a music. You know?
Yes. Yeah,
I can't apply that to house. I mean, in techno and all that. I mean, techno is like its own form. You know, it's more computer-ish. House is a little more, and house is a little more, one thing about the type of music, it don't necessarily, I mean, I've heard techno that has beautiful arrangements of people playing live music on it.
Yeah,
you know, like
heard
Detroit
those
type of stuff. Yeah, like Detroit type of stuff. So, I mean, the lines are blurred. But house definitely is more an organic thing, not so computer-ish, except for some joints that are mostly known to have vocals if you break it down that easy, you know?
All right, I got a quick question for you because I got to ask this right now.
Hip-hop show? What's up with the hip-hop show? I thought the music was working on a hip-hop show.
We could be doing hip-hop, but this is the problem. Like I said, I only did an hour. I only planned for an hour. So now this is the way it rolls. I'm letting everybody behind the curtain on this one. We got about 3 minutes left, all right, to be live. Now, if you want to, we can keep talking, all right? And it will be recorded for the people who download it. Like the live feed.
I got you. Live feed's gonna cut off.
Live feed's gonna cut off. But we can keep rolling for up to like another half an hour just bullshit. Okay. So it's on you, my man. So we can kill this show in 2 minutes, say goodbye to everybody and give the plugs and we can continue this at another time. Or we can give those people who are listening who wanna hear what type of shit we go into after we go off the air, and then they got to go download it.
I would say it's up to the people, but, you know, if you can't get a call on fast enough to do it, but I do got a commitment by about 10 o'clock, so I can roll for about another 15 minutes or so with my doing.
We do another 15
and another show, and then we do another show, then whatever, down the road.
Yeah, it's no doubt, man. I've had plenty of repeat people come on the show. But
customers, that's good.
And just for the record, between me and you, if you hear anybody chime in, ignore it. That's just only we hearing it. Okay, only we hearing it. People out there ain't hearing it. Don't worry, y'all don't need to know what I'm explaining to them. So you know what? It's starting to wind down. So any plugs? Oh, there's the outro music.
Someone's
telephone ringing. No, it's the Hulk walking away music. Yeah, man, we got about a minute. So you know what? Let's get the plugs out. Okay, there we go. We got about a minute 30. All right.
So
you're putting up mixes on dsp.org.
Right.
You're also selling stuff, if I'm right. Oh man, I can't
remember.
What is it?
Beatport is one of the sites, TrackSource. I mean, you can find it everywhere. iTunes, Amazon.com, whatever.
Subscribe via iTunes. I do, bitches. Subscribe via iTunes. The link is on bsp.org. Shit, you can subscribe to this show on iTunes too, you bastard. Come back.
Yeah. I mean, I got free on iTunes, and I got shit that you can pay for on iTunes if you feel you need to pay for it. So whatever you want to do.
Yeah, man, give my man some money, man. He got to buy himself another Primo shirt. I'm only saying that because I'm hating that he got the Primo shirt.
Hey, my boy got that for me for Christmas, man. My jaw dropped when I saw that. I was like, yeah, that, you know me.
So I just want to thank my
guy. What's funny is about that shirt, I wore that shirt to the house club because I love that shirt so much.
That shirt is hot. We're talking about DJ Premier, man, the one that looks like the Wendy shirt. The real hip-hop is know the shirt. I ain't explaining it for the rest of y'all. We're probably going to go for another 15 minutes, but you know what? For everybody that's listening live, thank you for listening. For our caller, Diana, I'm sorry, I forgot how you say it. Thank you for calling. And download this if you want to hear what we talk about after this thing goes off the air, all right, people? We'll check it later. All right, now we are officially, as my boy likes to put it, the post game wrap up or the post show or what.
Because
you know what, and this, and because he's not here, but I got to rep thoroughly. I got to play the appropriate, the pop it off. We're only gonna go for about another 15 minutes, so let's get this on.
Post game show is brought to you by. Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
All right.
I like that. That's fucking great.
All right, so just for official, I can't play any more music. I've lost the soundboard. That's the only downside to this shit, but I didn't really use the soundboard with you, so not too much, because it was serious there for a moment.
Yeah, it got serious there for a moment.
All right, but you said you wanted to go, but you said about hip-hop. Now, see, I could definitely, you know me, I've become a very, very entrenched hip-hop head.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
And
if hell, before I had the caller, I was breaking out all the drink ads. I never even got to play the drink.
Oh, I forgot to tell you about them. I was feeling them things, man. I forgot about that Sprite ad. I was wishing they made that into a single. That's just hot. I forgot about that one. Grand Poobah.
I got to blow up Sprite spot, though. Sprite, that one with Poobah, Sprite won't, like, they pull it. Anytime it pops up on YouTube or any, like, if audio shows up, they are.
No way.
They won't rip down. They won't rip it down from any other place, but they will rip it down from the Poobah one for some reason. And I think it's because I think there was a clearance issue. I think there was a sampling issue is what happened. That's why it keeps getting yanked down.
Oh shit. I never knew that.
Which sucks because that's the one that everybody remembers. It took a year and a half to find that audio that clean.
Oh, yeah, that's clean, man. I mean that wasn't even like somebody did it from a TV set. It was pretty clean. I didn't even remember the one with Rakim. And I totally forgot about it. I remember the ad, but like you said, it was an afterthought, man. Everybody wanted that Sprite one with the Chocolate Boy one there and Grand Poobah.
Yep, I can't, those ads were hot, man. I came across, they were the St. Ives mixtape. They were, leave it to St. Ives. St. Ives really tapped into some ignorant ass minstrel shit. They really just straight up threw beer at the black people. All they did, dude, is a whole mixtape. And the mixtape is all like 1 minute to a buck 30 of promos with Wu-Tang, Ice Cube. Ice Cube's on it like 4 or 5 times.
Oh, my God. Makes me hood.
King T, Alcoholics, Wu-Tang. Rakim had two of them. EPMD's on one.
How do you not have the Alcoholics on a beer ad? I mean, you'd be playing yourself.
Well, that's a given. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's a given.
Pac did one. Snoop had the famous one with Nate, though, you know. Head into the corner store, you know what I'm looking for.
That was a hot one, too.
You know, and then,
along.
Now, some people don't remember this. St. Ives, in an effort to tap into the children, because St. Ives is about the children, came out with, do you remember Crooked Eye?
Yes, I remember Crooked Eye, not the rapper, the actual, like wannabe wine cooler beer shit.
Now, it wasn't alcoholic. That was the trick. It was all like they were trying to tap into like the mystic market.
It's an alcoholic? I swear it was alcoholic.
No, they were not. I used to cop those all the time because they were like 75. They were like, yo, they were like 75 cents. So they were like a quarter more than Tropical Fantasy. So if you wanted to upgrade.
Tropical Fantasy. I remember that shit.
So if you wanted to upgrade, you know, for the night, if you wanted to feel special. Because you found a quarter on the floor, you go get Crooked Eye.
Yeah, you got that ultra special lady you're going to meet by the boardwalk, you know, the high class chick, you bring the Crooked Eye.
So, and it looked like a little 40. The bottle was shaped like a little 40.
I can't remember the bottle too much. I remember
the bottle. They designed the bottle after.
I remember the shirt. 30. I remember the little shirt. It had like a smashed up eye, like the letter I. It looked like some badass motherfucking chef on it.
Yeah, exactly, man. And whatchamacallit? And they came out with a second mixtape to promote Crooked Eye. And what they did was they took all the freestyles off of the St. Ives promos, and then they added like another 10 or 15 aimed at Crooked Eye. And lo and behold, leave it to Cube. Cube, I think, is the only rapper that did promos for Crooked Eye, non-alcoholic beverages, and St. Ives.
Damn. Well, I mean, if you think about it, he's probably the most popular out of everybody. I mean, he's still going today. I mean, not musically at that time. And now, I mean, but not musically now. He's probably not musically relevant, but, you know, with the movie thing and all that, I mean. But at that time, he was probably the biggest rapper yet. If not one of the biggest.
Okay, I got something interesting to ask you. Now, Rock the Bells is coming up, and Rock the Bells is looking to be probably the biggest. I figured with 10 minutes to go, based on your schedule, because you're saying fuck your H&R promotion person, you're gonna hang for another 10 minutes. The Rock the Bells has a stack lineup, and the artists the big artists from the 90s that are gonna be there are doing their biggest album front to back.
It's the most influential album, pretty much.
Yeah, like Wu-Tang's going to be there. They're doing Enter the Wu.
36. Oh, they're doing Enter the Wu. I thought they were going to be 36.
Well, 36 Chambers. The album's called Enter the...
Enter the Wu, 36 Chambers. Yeah, my bad. I'm bugging out from it,
Snoop is doing Doggy Style, and Snoop is bringing, like, everybody but Dre, you know, that was on the album.
He can't do nothing else for Doggy Style. I mean, you heard the new shit lately.
Yeah.
Nobody want to hear that.
But there's plenty of more artists that are doing that. Rakim, Tribe Called Quest, KRS-One, Slick Rick, they got...
I got a question for you. All right, everybody's doing their most influential album.
Yeah.
And what happens with Immortal Technique? Which one does he do?
Well, the undercard,
okay.
They're not doing... The albums are being slated for the big key artists. Everybody else is up doing performances. You know what I mean? Like, The line drops out at Premiere doing a Gangstar set. You know what I'm saying?
Which is kind of weird because I thought when Guru died, he put that letter out, you know, or he gave that letter to Solar stating that he don't want him doing anything like that.
I don't think it's... Well, right now, the whole thing with Solar, if you've been following it, and this is for anybody who don't know, when MC Guru of Gangstar passed away, he was rolling with Solar, and a lot of people are looking at Solar saying he wasn't taking proper care of his man like he claimed he was. And that letter came out, and again, it was a letter just dogging Premier, but, I mean, right now Solar's whole credibility is in question. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
yeah, I mean, I really haven't followed up on it. I remember the letter, and who says it's legal or not, but he just said he was threatened with legal action from the grave, I guess, you know, but...
He's going to haunt them.
yeah.
It's one of those deals. But it's one of those deals, as far as I know, like, in regards to Gangstar, it's a big reason why neither party was able to, like continue the group without, like, an NWA move or something, you know what I mean? Like, it was, because it was both of them, so it's like, the name, don't nothing happen with the name unless both of them co-sign on it, you know what I mean? Like,
he can't do it.
Yeah, so it's like, so that always allowed Guru to perform Gangstar songs without Premier, and Premier to be able to do sets just mixing the records, you know what I'm saying?
I was wondering how that was going to work, because, man, I mean, Boy Left is pretty explicit, you know? Like, you know, you ain't with me for the last 7 years of my life. Don't try to be with me in death, you know? It's pretty deep, because, I mean, that applies to life. You know how that shit goes.
But Premier's already done a thing on his show, like on Premier's mix show.
Yeah.
The day after Guru passed, he did a whole hour of just Gangstar stuff. And
how could you not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, but I mean, just like saying, like, I'm pretty sure he's allowed to play. It was one of those things where, I guess, the letter was just saying that he quote unquote had issues with Premier. You know what I mean? Like the letter in a nutshell just implied that he doesn't like his partner no more. But like I said, a lot of people are saying that was Solar. That was Solar.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that ain't come from the mouth of Guru.
Exactly.
It's kind of Solar. Yeah.
Yeah, Solar's looking real shady in all of this, man. So that's that. Told you I'm deep in this bitch. But yeah, okay. But I was gonna ask you about the ticket. Like, now for people who don't know, all right. It's being held at Governor's Island. The show is stacked. It's gonna be a good. It looks like it's gonna be a really good show. But the tickets straight up, it's festival. I think it's standing room only. It's $100 a pop.
Yeah, it's out of control. Like, you know, I know you didn't go last year, right? You went 2 years ago.
I went 2 years ago.
Okay, yeah, because I was in family last year. Lined up too much anyway. But 2 years ago, I didn't go to the New York one. We decided to. I mean, New York's only about That was on, what was that, Jones Beach, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, typically New York's about an hour and change for me to get there, hour and a half, hour and 45. But to go to Jones Beach, I got to tack on another, you know, 45, 50 minutes. Yeah. At that point,
without
he was
traffic.
Like, what's this? Yeah, without traffic. That's without traffic, yeah. At that point, me and my boy was like, well, let's, you know, if we go, let's go to the one in Maryland. Because, you know, it's, we like to line up there as well, just as good. It's a New York has some dropping guests, you know, because motherfuckers live there, so it's easier. But some unexpected guests, you know.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna front. The show in Maryland was dope. We had everybody you had except for the people that were not on the roster. And we paid, well, not we, let me just say, you know, my wife, she got me the tickets for my birthday for me and my friend to go.
Don't even feel
and,
bad. Same thing happened with me. Don't feel bad.
I don't feel bad. I'm just want to say big thank you. If it wasn't for her, you know.
No, but I'm also saying, like,
my hip hop thing, you know?
I'm just saying, but, like, if you want to, but on the same note, let's be fair, because we dudes, and you know how dudes are. If you're going to air yourself out, like yeah, my girl
hooked me up.
My girl hooked me up,
nah.
Too. So fuck y'all.
Yeah, my wife hooked me up too. Fuck y'all. Word up. I mean, I don't care. You know, she did a beautiful thing for me, and I'm grateful for it. Because, you know, that's a show I'll never forget. But anyway, when she did, she went one step further. She bought two tickets. I'm going to go by myself. And she said, why don't you take, you know, my boy Bob, you know, the best friend of mine. You know, I've known this dude for years, and he's deep in hip hop like you are.
Right.
And she's like, you would enjoy going with him better than enjoy going with me.
Yeah.
Right. You know, yes, when it comes to, like, enjoying the music and stuff like that, but a little hand job on the ride back. It's not as good for Bob as it from her. So, you know, wasn't that a good one?
All right.
It would have always been better from a female. But anyway.
Noted.
Like I said, it was $80 for what, let's get we off tangent. It was $80 2 years ago to sit where we sat was no joke. We was about, I'd say, 20, maybe 25 rows back from the stage underneath the awning. So we were in the, you know, in it. You know,
right.
The entrance. You know, we weren't on the lawn. And that was $80. That same seat today is, I think, $160. Because they're only doing four shows, remember. I think they're only
doing
four shows.
Yeah, they're doing two in California.
Yeah, the one in Maryland.
They're doing one in D.C.
Yep, that's the
one. New York.
That's the one. Yeah, that one in D.C. They just call it D.C. area. That's really in Maryland. But it's D.C. area because it's so cool. D.C.'s right there. But
yeah.
That's the one we went to. It's the same venue. It's a beautiful place. But I don't know if I can't do the $150, man. You know, I just... You know, my birthday is rolling up again soon, and, you know, Father's Day and all that, but,
wait,
you know, time
nudge,
you know,
nudge.
Yeah, but you know what? I can't even get into that because the economy's hurting for everybody, so I ain't expecting nobody to do that. If I can't stand up and be a man and buy it myself, I don't expect nobody else to do it. And that's all right. If I miss it, I miss it. I already went through a good one. I love it. It was great. I got to see Motor Technique again. He came out here to my area, in the Allentown area, and he put down a crazy show, you know, wiping out to go everybody. It's a friend of his. Off the hook, so, you know, I really want to go see him. He's my favorite anyway, but there's no bullshit about that. Everybody knows that. But, you know, but the rest of the lineup is all the shit I grew up on, so, you know.
Yeah,
but
I
don't know if I could do the Bucks. I can't. You're going, though, right? You got your tickets already, from what I saw.
Yeah, I'm going because I basically have had a repeat of how it went down 2 years ago. It was basically Father's Day gift. So it was like, all right, even though I saw that little trickle of sweat come down, like, her forehead when she clicked the button. You know, just that little trickle. I was there, like, you know how the nurses are with the ER doctor with the little rag just patting her forehead.
Yeah,
trying to be
down. Yeah, wiping down.
You know, but, hey, man, I feel like I'm not going to mention no names, but, like, we know somebody mutually that straight up is getting down with the VIP. Yo, I don't give a fuck. A meet and greet and a book bag and a drink ticket ain't worth the money they want for the VIP, okay?
Yeah, I know, but that, you know, that person is definitely the female persuasion because I'm not sitting in the front row yelling for Drake. I don't care how much fight he's throwing at me. I'm not doing it. But,
No.
I would have wanted the VIP ticket, but I just wanted to get the joint, you know, but I'm a little, just from sitting in the seats we had last time. You know, and it rained last time, but we didn't get wet because we were underneath the awning. We were close up. You know, we were, like I said, about maybe 15 to 20 rows back. So we got to see everything. But, you know, now I'm jaded. I want something cheap. If I don't get anything cheap, it's almost like I don't want to go. You know, with the kind of bad, you kind of get spoiled. You know, but,
I just like
you know, whatever.
The vibe is cool. The vibe is mad cool. And the way I put it to one of my friends, because I told him I was going, like when I told him I was going to it 2 years ago, a lot of people looked at it with the same stereotypical, oh, you're going to a hip-hop show, you know, be careful, something's going to pop off. And I'm like, I've never really, beyond their first show, beyond the first ever Rock the Bells that they did out in California, which was like, you know, that was, that was them learning, you know what I mean? Like learning how to get it going. There's never been any problems with the show, and I was telling people, I was like, yo, man, Tribe Called Quest is the headliner. So I was like,
it was a rap right there.
And I also said this. I was like, you know what, this is dating ourselves and shit like that, but you know what, ain't no thugs paying that much money after the age of 30 to go up in a concert and be ignorant. It just don't.
Well, you bring up a valid point, because a lot of people that were there were, at least the show was, I was out yet. I mean, you know, from demographic, it was white, black, college students, old, new. I mean, not really young heads, mostly actually a lot of old heads. Like, my agent, maybe a lot of people with expendable income who could drop some money on a ticket, you know, but I don't got that expendable income no more. 2 years ago, the economy was a little better than what it is now. So.
Damn Skippy, shit.
But, yeah, you're right. But, I'd love to go to the show, you know, but who knows, maybe I'll find my way there one day. I mean, I don't know, you know, it's just, I can't stomach that 150, you know, just for the same feat, because it'll just hurt me that I'm like, damn, I was just sitting here 2 years ago, and it cost me, you know, like half the shit.
It's like, did someone tell these motherfuckers about recession?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's how they make it back up, have a less show and charge like quadruple the money. You know, it's like, you got your finger on that, click the buy button, sweating, you know, thinking about, you know, are we going to be eating ramen noodles this week? And, but I got to see Tribe Rocket. You know, ramen noodles are good when you're watching the Tribe show.
But yo, okay, because I know you got to bounce in a minute.
I still got a couple of minutes. So
I'm gonna swing it the other way. I'm gonna swing it the other way now. It's still hip hop, but now I was starting to go in on this Drake.
Okay.
Because I can't ask my usual cast of characters tonight about Drake, because Drake has been. Has been hit or miss with a lot of heads of our generation. Like, some people are like, all right, he's nice, but this, but that. You know what I'm saying? What is your feeling on Drake?
I see where you're going with that. I really don't have a, what is it?
You don't fuck with
I
him.
Can't really fall. No, I just really can't formulate a massive opinion on him, because I don't really care about him enough to actually go follow it. I heard a couple of things. As far as skills go, I think he's got some skills. It's just, I'm a producer, so it all comes down to me for beats. I don't care if you're farting over the track or pissing on the track. If the beat's hot, I'm probably going to get it, you know?
All right.
But as far as, like, from what I heard and things, I can, you know, YouTube stuff, I just try to hear it, just so I can kind of formulate an opinion. He does have some skills. I don't know where they fit. I'm sure, I think he's better than Lil Wayne, and be, you know, anybody that got a Lil in front of it, I maybe don't listen to either.
Don't worry, everybody that listens agrees with you.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, they would count Lil Wayne as the next best thing. You watched this MTV show one time last year or something, they were like, he's the best MC, you know, ever, and I'm like, all right, he's a motherfucker to be great, but he got to change his channel. But he's got better skills than him, and he can blow. But I'm not big on these new age beats. It's funny, right? Because I make beats on computers all day, but I can't stand a hip hop beat neither. So that's basically where it boils down to.
No, but I hear that. I ain't gonna argue. I can't even chime in, because you're pretty much saying exactly what I'm gonna say. So I'm not gonna do the repeat move. I mean, with me with Drake, I just don't see the if there's anything different. They're really hyping him, and they're already crowning him the next big thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's hype. And I'm not taking away his hustle. I'm not taking away his grind. I'm not taking away his hustle. But
right, there's a time and place for everything.
But I think he's overhyped. You know what I'm saying? Like, I actually heard the album. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I gave the album.
I just heard like one or two cuts. So, you know, I really can't formulate an opinion. He's better than me. I mean, he's doing something right. You know, I want to be where he at. So. You know, I can't really hate. I'll just be hating from a blind spot.
See, now, you know what? He's doing better than me, so I'm definitely going to critique and hate. I'm just saying. No, I'm not, like, I say, like, punchline-wise, he's dope. I'm not going to take away, like, his punchlines. And, like, when he wants to get busy, like, when he wants to go in, he can do it. You know what I mean? Like, he's very capable.
Okay, let me ask you a question on that, because I don't really... Listen, man, I really can't. I don't like to formulate an opinion on something that I can't, you know, I can't really quantify, because I didn't listen to enough of his body of work. Some other people, yet. But, like, all right, you listen to the album. Another thing now, all right, now that I'm getting older, I know I said I like beats and stuff, like, I don't care about work, but I'm older, I'm caring more about the work.
If you're a DJ of any age,
yeah.
Don't even worry about that.
Does he have something to say? I like shit with a message. Does he have that, or is it all about like I told you before, talking about, you know, shit that I can't even pronounce or buy, never be able to afford in the next 6 years, you know, or like, you know, you got fucking baby skin leather fucking seats now that I'll do the next major, like.
Nah, it's a lot of braggado. I mean, he has maybe one or two songs. Again, I didn't hear the album in depth. I did hear the whole album, but there was a couple of tracks I was just like, I said, I listened to him, and after like the first verse, I was like, all right, let me see, next. You know what I mean? And whatchamacallit? The album, he ain't say. I mean, like, I know what you're looking for.
He's not
doing it. But this is something that people don't know. He has openly said he's making an album for the lady. Like he's following something that I've heard Tupac even say, where it's like, when you're going to make an album, aim at the ladies.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But for me personally,
they can't crown you the next big thing if you're doing, you know, you're not even doing yourself. You're just doing whatever.
You're doing something to appeal to a fan base to make sure that it's
the mass. Appeal to the masses. Pop music. But yeah, you can't be. I don't know if you could be crowned a king and be a pop. I don't know, man. But
you gotta look at it like this. Like I always said, this is my argument, is that we grew up in an era where everybody came on trying to be as best as they could and make the dopest songs. You know what I mean? Like
right.
Like, okay, fine. Everybody, you know, you want to make a catchy chorus or a catchy hook so that, you know, it catches people's ears, but you want to be nice in the verses so that you want your tracks to have the rewind factor. You want people to be able to and hit the rewind button. So, so with that in mind, we grew up in an era where it was like, if people had enough talent to do that, eventually the fans came over. You know what I mean? Like you won your fans over. You didn't purposely make an album to cater to a certain gender. You made an album to hit everybody. You made tracks to hit, you know, you made a track for the ladies. You made a track. Like, Biggie was the biggest proof of that. You know what I mean? Like,
It's funny, right? Because he could do shit like that, and but nobody would hate on him. Nobody would diss on him. But to tell you,
one did it too.
I wasn't really feeling the album. You know, like pretty much what was it? Ready, the one when he died, was it Ready to Die? Was like that one when
he
came out?
He's had two albums that Puffy did with all the old tracks. He had two albums while he was alive. So there was Ready to Die was the first one. Then he did Life After Death, which was the double that.
Life After Death, I wasn't really feeling some of the stuff. I mean, I was feeling some of the rhymes. But I felt it was going to that place where the drink is now. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't gritty. You know, but I guess. You know, he wasn't on his hustle no more in the streets, so you don't talk about what you know. You know, cars, pretty women, money. And then at that point, it's like, well, I can't relate, so I don't know if I could, you know, follow you that way. You know, I mean, I shouldn't really say that. It's not like I could relate to selling drugs. I never sold drugs, but, you know people that did and you know what the hustle was, and you can understand.
If you grew up around it, you can understand where it's coming from, even if you're not in the details of it.
And I didn't even grow up around people with money like that, buying the Bentleys and shit like that. But, you know,
I'm tired of at this point, because you know what? That's a whole other lifestyle that I had never been a part of. And to be honest with you, after a certain point, I didn't even aspire to be that. You know what I mean? But that's just me speaking. At this point, I'd rather be comfortable and chill and be
safe. That's the age thing.
You know, but that's just...
You made a good point before, though. Back then, when everybody was rapping and doing the thing, them guys are trying to outdo each other lyrically. Right now, everybody's trying to outdo each other monetarily. That's the big thing.
Everybody's trying to have the next big single. And even if it means following a trend, like the biggest victim of it, in my opinion, is Fat Joe. Fat Joe is
Black Eyed Peas, too. Their first album was nothing like what you hear now.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, but Black Eyed Peas, you know, the thing is, it's weird. I actually read an interview with Will.i.am, and Will.i.am said out the gate, he was like, he came in the game to take over. You know what I mean? So
I can't hate on him.
That's what he said. He said he came in the game to take over, that he can, he's like, and his whole defense is like, you know, ask people who knew me when I was signed with Ruthless Records. He was like, I was into everything. So the shit I'm doing now is no different than my mentality. It's just, he happened to have made different records at that time, but his mentality was essentially in the same place. Like, he wanted to hit the whole world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't mind him, but it was funny. I watched the movie the other day, and I saw that he was in it, and right there, I was like, all right, you know, it's a back for me on this movie right here, you know, because I'm getting tired of that shit, too. You know, I'm like, stick to what you're doing, man. Just Flea.
Yeah, but like for Will I Am.
It got to the point where I can't even tell you what the fucking movie was. To be honest.
Probably either Wolverine or Date.
That it was. I knew you knew it because you're a comic book ass motherfucker like I used to be. That's what it was, you know. And I got into it. The movie was good, you know, but it was late. So he was going to bed anyway. But once I saw him in, I'm like, what? Come on, man. And if you got to use your Will I Am name, can you use your real name?
But like I said, but it was like, but just like I said, but Will I Am, like, they agree with you. Like, their current music is catchy as hell. We know the singles because they get played.
They get played on repeat.
But it's not the Black Eyed Peas. I'm not gonna run out and buy their album. I stopped buying their albums. Not even hating on Fergie. I just stopped buying the albums at that point because their look and they started changing their sound and look. And it was, you know, they made it more for the pop. They made more pop music. They admit
it's just something that we don't like no more.
We just don't like it no more.
It don't mean it ain't good, but our eyes is trash,
But, like, I'll go in, but it's real easy for me to go in on someone like Fat Joe, where Fat Joe did follow trends. Like, Fat Joe literally did the move where, you know, he got cats that did auto-tune. He got, you know. Every cameo was every artist that was hot at the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he jumped the shark big time.
You know what I mean? And at that point, then it's like, all right, dude, you know what? Nah, man, that's where you got to give credit where credit is due. Like, Jay-Z is probably one of the last people to come in under the old sensibilities. You know what I mean? Like,
he do got the techno rap joint, so he do got that one out. You know?
I know what you're talking about. I'm not feeling some of the stuff that gets to the radio. I'm not feeling. But at least I'll be fair. He does try to have stuff on the album that at least you can still listen to and be like, all right, there's the dude that I still remember. You know what I mean? He's playing it calculated. You know what I mean? He's playing the chess game. He's like, all right, I'm gonna throw these joints out there for, you know, for the radio. I'm gonna dumb down over here. Then I'm gonna draw out the
here.
It's true, man.
They gotta dumb it down. But yeah, he got bills to pay. He got, like, you know, companies and people that need to get paid. So, like Eminem, they gotta throw those Batman songs out there and them horrible joints out there. But if you get into it, they're tracking it. They'll be like, damn, you know.
You gotta dig. Anyway, man, listen, man, it's approaching the time that you said you were.
We're getting there. I'll be out of here in about another 10 minutes. So.
you get caught up, man.
You do get caught up. It's good right now. They're running around making noise, so we gotta get through it now before somebody comes out here with a crisis. You know, something don't work. You know, some shit like that.
I'm surprised my kids haven't slipped out yet, but they're already used to me, man. I've been doing this for 2 years now, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But actually, no, you know what? I have a feeling we may actually get bounced. That's my concern, so we're probably going to have to wrap
up. Cool. Don't worry about it. End it up because I got to go anyway, so wrap it up.
You know what? So like I said, so for the links, my man Max, bsp.org. I forgot the other links where you could buy it. Just go through iTunes as the shortcut.
iTunes, Beatport, TrackSource, Juno Download, Amazon.
All the links are on BSP.
Coffee Pot, buy a couple of tracks with your Coffee Pot or whatever it's on Amazon.
You know, but bsp.org, all the links are up there. For my boy who's not here, he has his own podcast. Every now and then he'll throw up a hip-hop, like a 20-minute hip-hop mix or something like that. So let me drop his DJ Sid, conglomerate.podomatic.com.
Okay.
What else? There's a Twitter, even though we rarely ever post on it. Twitter, for real, man. Twitter.com/TheBodega. The Facebook, I think it's Conglomerate Radio. This is how bad it is. It's been months, so I'm forgetting the links. We have plugged out the ads, man. Also, the one thing I didn't get to talk about, I'll leave it for next show. Yes, there's a movie in the works with some of the people that have been on this show.
Yes.
A softball movie, so we'll see. I will get more into that. But that
I got to see that shit, man.
But that's where I said, I'm a writer now, bitch. So you know what? A lot of motherfucking people out there like to call themselves official. Even though nobody gave that credit, you know what? The Writers Guild of America straight up gave me my paperwork and said I'm official. So anybody wants to put my pedigree, they can eat a dick.
Yo, but you know what? I feel you on that because I never call myself a producer until somebody bought something. I'm like, yeah, I produce tracks. I've been making tracks for years, but I didn't feel they was ready. But, you know, so,
like,
somebody
you
actually,
like,
yeah.
Know, That's the humbleness. That's true humbleness in people. But unfortunately, in the ghetto, a lot of motherfuckers like to say, "Oh, I'm all that. I'm fresh. I'm official. I'm this, that, and the other." And no one ever tells them that. Now, there's a difference between confidence and cocky. Them motherfuckers are straight cocky. All right. So
yeah,
it is.
They're cocky and they cocky. Both of them.
Cocky and cocky. That's right. We flipped it. Hey, viva Puerto Rico. Anyway. All right, man. I can't play any sound effects. I can't even play the original outro music, so you know what?
Don't worry about it. Y'all
got the link. Y'all got an extra 30 minutes with my man Max. Thank you, Max, for being on. Anybody who's
thanks for having me, man.
Good looking out. Max, obviously, is having fun and enjoying spouting, so he'll probably be back eventually. We'll figure out when. I don't know when I'll be back eventually. It took me 4 months to get back on the air, and even with that, I don't even have my regular partner here. And this will probably be downloaded. So for those that downloaded, good looking out. And blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Bah, 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 bah.